Blog Talk Radio.
I see trees of green, red roses too. I see them bloom for me and you. And I think to myself, what a wonderful world. I see skies of blue and clouds of white, the bright blessed day, the dark sacred night.
Hi everybody, welcome.
And I think to myself,
I'm Kendara,
what a wonderful
day. We're going to talk about meditation. Buddha was asked at one time what he learned about meditation and what the benefits were, and he replied, absolutely nothing. But he said, let me tell you what I've lost. I've lost impatience. I've lost fear. I've lost worry. I've lost anger. In other words, meditation has so many benefits, and it's really one of the easiest things you can do. I have been meditating since I was 25, and I'll tell you what, it has made the largest single difference in my life. The benefits of meditation are huge. First one is connection with your higher self. You're connecting with your spirit. You're connecting with the part that you pray to. That's whether you call it God, spirit, Gaia, whatever. It's connecting with your spiritual self. It also increases your intuition. And the reason for that is because when you meditate, you are listening. I've been a reader. I've been a psychic, although I hesitate to use that word, ever since I was about 25. And I will tell you, I would not be able to do any of this if I did not meditate. In addition to those benefits, it allows you to see the larger picture. Meditation allows you to focus on what's really important. It reduces stress, and there's so much more. It can improve your immune system because you're getting rid of stress. Now, I don't want you to think for a minute that this takes the place of doctors, because it really doesn't. Although, I've got to tell you, when you're calm and relaxed, you're in a healthier state. You're less anxious. It can improve your mood and behavior, and it's just a really helpful, wonderful thing to do. People have a lot of excuses on why they don't. I don't have time. Honestly, 10 minutes a day is all you need. Kids, got a dog. You know, this is your health. This is your time. You can even put a note on the door. And I'm going to tell you a note on the door saying, do not disturb, I'm meditating. Do it in the morning. Get up 5 minutes early. Do it before you go to sleep. Make it as easy as possible. And I promise you, you do this for a month, and you will be amazed at the difference, and you will not do it again. I don't know if that sounds good grammatically, but I'm sure you get the idea. What I want to talk to you a little bit now are the basics. You know, the times are important. When I started meditating, I would get up and meditate 4:30 every morning. I was working for the newspaper at 7:30, so it wasn't that big a thing for me. And that's, they say, between 2 and 4 is a very spiritual time because the planets are supposed to be in alignment. However, I think if you just do it every day, preferably at the same time, it really helps. Some people say it's good to do it when it matches the sun's movements, which would be something like 6 a.m., noon, 6 p.m., or midnight. But for me, I do it when I get up, and I do it before I go to bed, and I do it sitting up in bed against the headboard. And I have a little timer, and I use that timer, and I want to tell you it is the best way to just start your day. I'm going to tell you now the easiest way for me to do it and for a lot of other people. You know, one size does not fit all, but I've just found this to be incredibly simple, and it's something you can do anywhere. So you want to sit with your back straight. You can also do it in a flat back chair, preferably barefoot or stocking footed, because that way you're connected with the earth. Hands in your lap. You can also put your thumb and index finger together. Hand positions are called mudras, and there are hundreds of them. And each one stands for something else. If you Google it, M-U-D-R-A, you can look up different mudras and find the ones you want to emulate. Bring out the energy. When you see statues of Buddha or Kuan Yin or a lot of the other gods and goddesses, you will see the hand positions are different. Another thing is grounding. So you want to ground because when you're meditating, you're kind of floating out there. And you can just do that by envisioning roots growing from the soles of your feet all the way to the center of the earth. Or an even easier way is to picture dials on your feet. And the left is very, very dark, and the left on the right, it's very light. So if you move the dials to the left, it's going to keep you more grounded. Somewhere in the middle is a really good way to do it. Believe it or not, direction makes a huge difference. The two most beneficial ways to sit or to face when you meditate are east and north. East is for enlightenment, and north is for spiritual liberation. Not so great, although better than not meditating at all, are west and south. The reason is south is for the status quo, and west is for others. And when you meditate, this is the one time you are doing it for yourself. Now what I'm going to do is I'm going to give you just a really good way to meditate. And you can do this every day. I think you're going to be absolutely amazed and impressed. Well, I don't know about impressed. I think you're going to be delighted with how easy this is. Even if you're a long-term meditator, this is just another nice little meditation to put in your pocket and use anywhere. So you're going to think of a word or a picture. Now, words are called mantras or words of power, and each mantra has a meaning. And you can just use any. What this is doing is this is giving you something to focus on when you're meditating. I like to use the word breathing. So you're going to sit in a flat back chair or in your bed against the headboard or on the floor against the wall. Main thing is to keep your back straight and your head just lightly relaxed. And you're going to breathe in through your nose for a count of five. You're going to hold it for a count of five. And as you breathe out through your mouth, you're going to silently say the word breathing. And let's do it again. Breathe in through your nose and hold it. And as you breathe out through your mouth, silently say the word breathing. And you want to breathe in through your nose again and hold it. And as you breathe out through your mouth, just silently say the word breathing. Now, I also have a purring cat sitting on my lap at this time, and I want to tell you, if you've got a cat and you're not allergic, it's a great addition, but that's just neither here nor there. Again, breathe in, hold it. Breathe out. Breathe in, hold it. Breathe out. Now, I'm going to take you on a very, very short meditation. So you want to, I'm laughing because it's so short that the minute we start it'll be over, but it gives you the idea, and that's so important. So envision yourself in front of an elevator, and the doors open up and you go in, and you turn around and you face the front. And you'll notice on the top there are numbers all the way from 10 to B for basement. And you'll let each number go three times, like 10, 10, 10, 9, 9, 9, 8, 8, 8, 7, 7 7 6 6 6 5 5 5 4 4 4 3 3 3 2 2 2 1 1 1 B, and the door opens up and you get out. Envision yourself in a beautiful scene. And this can be absolutely any type of scene that you like. And just allow yourself to breathe in and just feel a oneness with this. And hold it and breathe out. And allow yourself to breathe in again. Hold it and breathe out. Now, if you're a very artistic person and you prefer pictures, you could also use something like a lotus or a mandala, just anything to allow you to focus. It doesn't really make a difference. The main thing is to just allow your mind to be open. Another thing that you might want to do when you're meditating is to keep a pen and paper next to your bed or next to where you are sitting and just ask if there's anything that you need to know at this time. Or go with a question and ask if there's an answer. And when you get messages, give thanks. Another thing is this. If you find your mind wandering when you're meditating, just bring it back and watch your breath. And that's all there is to it. Might want to sit there for about 5 minutes or 10, and then you can get back in your elevator. And because you got out at B, you're going to get back in at B. So it's B, 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 1, 1, 1, 2, 2, 2, 3, 3, 3, and 4, 4, 4, 4, and you get out. So here's the deal. You're starting at 10 because 10 is your conscious. You're going down to B because B is your B. B is your subconscious. 4 is right in the middle. 4 is an alpha state, and you allow yourself to stay in that state during the day. And then when you're done, you want to meditate again, you just start at 10. Now when you're all finished meditating, make sure that you let the roots, if you did use the roots, from the soles of your feet going all the way down to the center of the earth. If when you're meditating, you get some funky energy or some just feelings you don't like, you can just simply say, are you in the white light of truth? And if you're not, please leave. And that's really all you need to do. Now, one thing that's just wonderful about this is that you can do it anywhere. I wouldn't do it when you were driving, nor would I do it when you're walking down the street. But in my other life, I did a lot of work on the phones. And between calls, because we had the little cubby holes, you could just sit at your desk and do it. And it would absolutely relax you. So I hope that this gives you something on meditation. If you'd like to contact me about this with more questions, I also do readings and teach classes. And my email is fklaurel, L-A-U-R-E-L, at gmail.com. You can also go to my website, Freda, F-R-E-D-D-A, laurel.com, and sign up to be on my list. I have loved talking to you today. I'll be back in a couple weeks. If there's anything you'd like to talk about metaphysically, spiritually, I would love to talk to you about it. Thank you so much, and I will say namaste, which means the God in me greets the God in you.
myself, what a wonderful world. I see skies of blue and clouds of white, the bright blessed day, the dark sacred night. And I think to myself, what a wonderful world. The colors of the rainbow, so pretty in the sky, are also on the faces of people going by. I see friends shaking hands, saying, how do you do? They're really saying, I love you. I hear babies cry. I watch them grow. They learn much more than I never knew. And I think to myself,